것은 그 백원의 자세로 늘 샴이 주체지 마르부 돈에 내 살이 든 담채샷 개박에 원함 라제이랑 콜와 마성 바르레 주네 롤라 체기 콜로 콜와 당 다생게 난잔주 So turn to page 97, and we'll chant the short mandal offering at the bottom of the page. Saji perki shushimetok ta. Turn to page 191. We'll chant their praises to the 21 Taras as requested by Geshe-la and also by Lama Zopa Rinpoche to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tower born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your tent. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, assist heroic, I cite my king instantaneous, sprung from of King Samuns of the Lord, whose hearer true bone lotus, homage she whose faith combined a hundred autumn moons blazing with thy race resplendent, as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, that all my conquerors children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Anibamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpus with Gandavas Yakshas, homage with Searcha and Pesan, destroying post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right hand, blazing in a raging fireplace, Homage to the very dreadful sister of Mara's champion. She was frowning lotus visage. She was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers. Adorn her with three jewel mudras. My MS is all excited. All directions feels adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant. Crown emitting garlands of light. Wherefore laughing with Tutade. Subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly. Shaking, frowning with her home sign. Saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent. Moon on honor, most most shining. Amitabha in her hair knot. Sending out her sight eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze eyes. Eon ending, far abiding. Righteous left and joy surround you. Troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot pieces. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful. She whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha. Destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded. Tearing both bodies asunder. Greetings whom in knowledge mantra. Arrangement of the ten letters. Homage today with seed letter. Of the shape of syllable whom. By the stuff that shakes the three worlds. Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair my moon of Deva lake form. With white spoken Tara Mpe. Totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings. And the Kinaras to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor. She dispels their dreams and conflict. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full. With white Tara and Tutare. She dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Just so spirits yakshas. And with corpus supine ture. These praises rukuru mantras and prostrations of Star 21. The prayer of benefits is on page 119. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativity, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering, will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
Chudong so ki cho nam la jan chu ba du da ni kap su chi da ki chun yen ki pe su nam ki do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho Chudong so ki cho nam la jan chu ba du da ni kap su chi da ki chun yen ki pe su nam ki do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho Chudong so ki cho nam la jan chu Badu Dani Kapsuchi, Dagi Chunyangi Peser Namki, Dola Penchu Sanke Tu Pasho. Oh yeah, thank you very much. So now back to the So this particular mind tennis text is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa. Around 600 years ago. So the title Lo Jung Nyanga Daji. So I'm sure you'll translate this. sound ornament on the maintaining poem composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. That's probably, I think, good translations. So first here, one question. Are there three statues with the yellow head behind the thrones associated with Manjushri Chinese Vajrapani? Well, statue behind the throne, there's a central one, it's called Lama Tsongkhapa, and the author of this text, basic text that I'm trying to explain here. And also the founder of the Gelugpa traditions, which is like Kadamba Center is associated with Gelugpa traditions. So this three statue does not symbolize Manjushri Chinese Vajrapani. Okay. These are not associated with the Manjushri Chinese Vajrapani. Oh, you see three statues. So these are Lama Tsongkhapa. Center was Lama Tsongkhapa, then his two hard disciples, main disciples, hard disciples. Oh. Manjushri symbolized wisdom, enlightened wisdom. Chenrese, no, actually that's like Tibetan name, Chenrese. Manjushri, the Sanskrit name, Chenrese. It's like a Tibetan name, it's called Avalokiteshvara in Sanskrit, Avalokiteshvara, Sanskrit. Chen is the honorific for I, or usually called meek. That's like casual way to call meek. Chen, that means an honorific way to call Chen. So at English you don't have to, you just call I, right? English? Yeah, the Tibetan, that's honorific. So when you just call Chen, means honorific. Honorific? Honorific of I, called Chen. So if you casually you call meek. Chen, reg, sig means to look. The eye, that's wide open, looking at the suffering of sentient beings. All the time, change sick, meaning someone who is looking at us with wide eye opens. Symbolize enlightened compassion. Then Vajrapani symbolize power. These are three different deities. So okay. One is so now here continues the. Ningjie Chedan Gewangang, I think this already probably said this before, so anyway I'm going to repeat this a little bit. Ningjie, compassion. One of my friends said compassion is not the best translation. He thought it should be like loving heart. That carries more meaning of the word Ningjie, loving heart. Then Ningjie Chedan, Gewang Ningjie Chedan, Lama Tsongkhapa said, develop, generate compassion, then positive mind will be rise automatically. Positive mindset will rise automatically if you develop compassion. So then as I said, without knowledge of problem or sufferings, compassion will never be developed. You have to have some understanding of problem, suffering, difficulties. So based on that, then compassion rise. Not based on somebody's love, not based on success. Compassion only rise if you witness somebody's going through some difficulty, whether there's a mental difficulty, physical difficulty, then you sympathize. What is empathy? What is empathy? Empathy?
And you can put yourself in somebody else's place.
Oh, what is the difference between compassion and empathy?
You have to have empathy first. You have to feel somebody else's discomfort, and then you can.
Why empathy is not compassion?
Empathy is the capacity to feel or experience have a sense of what other people are feeling. And compassion is with that
empathy, you're moved to take action to relieve that suffering. At least that's from Tutpan Jinpa in Stanford.
Yeah, credit goes to Tutpan Jinpa, also blame goes to Tutpan Jinpa. Then how is about universal compassion? Mahakaruna, Mahakaruna.
Thank you. To me, compassion is a genuine concern for the well-being of other sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. What is empathy?
And empathy is your ability to feel or, you know, imagine how would it feel to be when somebody else is suffering. So I think one carries concern and the other is, you know, like an ability to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. I think there's a difference between empathy and compassion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So both compassion, empathy, both of them feeling. So it's like both of them are mind.
Yes.
Isn't that mind?
Yes.
Came to the physical body.
I also think that like empathy is the ability to exchange yourself for somebody else. You know, like you can understand the feeling that a person might be experiencing and the situation that they're in. But then compassion is the decision to extend. And because many people can say, I can empathize with them, but they don't take action or they don't have a mindset that even wishes well or benefit. Because when we extend to universal compassion, I don't know everybody. I can't, you know, empathize with all of them, but I can extend from a place where I decide that I want compassion for everyone. And that's an action, a mental and an emotional action. That's just my two cents.
When you say action, that means like you have to do something?
Wishing,
yeah. Here in the West, when you talk about actions, you are talking about verbal, physical, or what else?
Mental. Also mental.
Oh, you also consider mental is also action too? Oh, that's good news. That's the first time I heard last 20 years. Things change. Things change, maybe improving. Oh, yeah.
I think, when I think of empathy, I think of, as they've been saying, the ability to resonate with the experience that you think this other person is having. It might be a positive experience. It might be, you know, the person on your sports team just had a success, and so we also feel elated. So I think empathy can be empathizing with someone who's suffering. It can also be empathizing with someone who has just had a great success. But I think compassion is really about the wish that they're not suffering. So it's only on one of those.
Oh, empathy also sometimes refers to the positive things?
I think it could be.
Yeah.
It could be because, like they say, it's the ability to resonate with the emotion of another, even to the level of mirroring.
Empathy also grows on someone's success. Based on somebody's success,
too. It could be. It's, you know, why we love to see the person win at the end of the movie, you know? It's like we can imagine what it's like, and they're having this victory, and it feels good.
Compassion always arises based on knowledge of some kind of problems.
Yeah. Right.
That people are going through. That's the only way the compassion arises.
Right.
That's the only way. Do you agree?
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, but compassion has definitions. How you define compassion? According to Buddhist philosophy, compassion has definition. That's how we learn what is compassion, what is not compassion. Compassion has, you know, definitions. First, you witness someone who's going through difficulties. Then after that, then there's a wish to free that beings from the suffering. That is definition of compassion. Well, so yeah, if empathy, like if that empathy arises based on someone's success, or then it's different than compassion. And what is sympathy? Sympathy? What is the difference between sympathy, empathy?
You feel sorry for that person.
Sympathy?
Mm-hmm.
You feel sorry.
Feel their
yeah.
You don't feel their pain, you just feel sorry. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a little more like pity, I think we've said a lot of times.
No, I don't think so. You can sympathize and feel.
Okay, now everybody needs mala. That's what happened in the monastery. How do you saw the monastery motivating? Yes. That's why somebody said, oh, maybe I don't think so. And prove it, prove now, then, you know. Or like then you debate, so then, you know, then try to reach.
It's not
but
as much
when
as...
You, when you debate, there's one important component of debating. When you debate, your face looks like Rocky Mountain. not even. But your mind has to be like snow mountains, white, you know, the ego or selfish, you know, the mind has to be like snow mountains. So then more likely, you know, so that's how you debate, actually, same kind, really chaos. The mind has to be white as snow mountains, don't that is now. So the face has to be, looks like Rocky Mountains. Looks like kind of... But you know, so the appearances and insides are totally different. Mm. So then, of course, you know, when you debate, there are a lot of disagreement. You know, so then that's why debate. You know, then somebody has explained. Either you could say, "Oh, Lama Tsongkhapa says something." Then you are able to quote. If you can't quote, and pretty much everybody knows the material quite well because they study. So you can't just misquote, because that's kind of embarrassing, because somebody will remember which book you are talking about. And if you still has a resist, so they may be going to bring your book in the class. We are not allowed to bring any books in the class. So if you resist, so then somebody says, okay, let's bring the book. So if they bring the book, it is there, so then you are all this from here to there all turned into red. So that's all. So then you debate it. So then you could say also, oh, well, you could like interpret it. Oh, Lama Tsongkhapa doesn't mean like that, it means like that. You can interpret it. Interpret it?
Yeah.
You can interpret it. But you know, if there's like multiple texts, your assertion or what you're saying is against multiple books, so then no choice, you have to let it go, and no choice. So then, you know, so the whole idea is to find the right definition that benefits everybody. It's not like, oh, who's winning, who's losing, that's not the point of debate. Point of debate is to find something that makes sense, and that's not against any text. So you can explain something. That's what everybody desire to reach to the conclusions. Not like, oh, winning, no, it's not that important part of the debate. Okay, so now, yeah, think about difference between compassion, sympathy, empathy. So...
Geshe-la,
oh.
I have an analogy.
Hmm.
I think, say Susie has a migraine headache,
hmm.
and I've never had a migraine headache, but
hmm.
I feel really bad that she's suffering.
Hmm.
That's sympathy.
Hmm.
If I've had migraine headaches and I really know what it feels like, that's empathy.
Oh.
And then if I say, let me help you find a doctor or help you have a cure,
that's compassion. Oh. That sounds pretty good.
Good job.
Yeah. Mm.
You won. Mm.
So, anyway, you know, always need to not just accept. No, that's why you debate, not just accept. Even the book, it's been written in the book, you still expect, people still expect to debate on the topic, so they make sure that it makes complete sense. Oh. This is the, so here, Lama Tsongkhapa, Ningye Chetan Gyewa Ngangi Peso, in Ji Jie Tang. So now it's good for the sake of knowledge. What is required in order to develop compassion? Knowledge. Understanding someone else's problems. Without that, compassion is just between lips. That's pretty much it. So then universal compassion, Mahakaruna, this heart. What is heart? Maybe something is lacking. What is lacking? Maybe understanding of nature of suffering doesn't go deep enough. That's why when you look at somebody, you say, oh, that person doesn't deserve compassion. You know, so then, you know, so you might have reason, you know, like educated, well off, financially well off, education wise, or no, that means your understanding of nature of suffering doesn't go deep enough. So therefore, what one needs to do is one needs to read the Four Noble Truths, how the Buddha explains true nature of sufferings. So then based on that, so then read that, educate yourself and think. No need to accept right away, think, is that true? You know, so then pretty much. Compassion needs foundations, universal compassion, Mahakaruna needs foundations. Without foundations, then it's just a word. So Lama Tsongkhapa here refers to probably, you know, any like compassion, of course, then you know, Mahakaruna, so probably the main. If you develop compassion, positive mind will rise automatically, means with very little effort, positive mind will rise. Nyembo ten da, nyembo rasa jis. Nyembo ten means apply antidote. Disturbing thought will disappear right here, right there. Nyembo ten da. Then you're about to get jealous. If you rejoice, jealousy will just disappear right there. If you're about to get angry, if you apply patience, the anger will die down right there. If you become very arrogant, if you think something that you don't know, maybe like building a rocket that goes to the moon, so there are so many things you don't know. So then your arrogance will die down, or right there. You know? Same, no? So when you get attached, to something, then you apply antidote. Antidote, then attachment will disintegrate, or become weaker right there. If you don't apply antidote, then there's any problem they're going to create by anger, attachment, then you will experience that because you did not apply antidote. Nyimbo tenta nyimbo rangsa jir, nyimbo afflicts mind. Rangsa means right there. No, right there on the Jews. Dejang nyenches, no, the enemies we call as enemy, they also benefited us. Dejang nyenches, penches, no, also enemy become friends, they also benefited us. Nyenches, they also the friend become enemies. They also harm us, friend also harm us. So there's no definite friend or definite enemy. This all happen due to causes and conditions, you know. So therefore, why you hate? There's not much ground there. Not much ground. If you think very carefully, so then there's deep connections, like connection that you have with your own parents, almost like that connection with every breathing living being. If you think very carefully,
thing precisely, huh? Don't the example like example. So now, Lama Tsongkhapa, when he summarized, then he says the bottom line here is try to avoid the disturbing thought as much as possible. Try to generate positive thought as much as possible. Huh? Why? It's good for you. That's all. It's good for you. If you want something good for you, that's good for you. That's why. There's no, in the bottom line, this. The bottom line is, you know, try to avoid disturbing thought and try to generate positive thought. Oh. Jula, nisim, majang, pesimtons. Don't harbor evil thought. Why? It's not good for you. That's all. Jula, nisim, majang. Ju means mind stream. Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't harbor evil thought in your mind stream. Why? It's not good for you. You lose your peace of mind. I just added up. Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say, I just added up based on experience. When you harbor disturbing thought, it's not good for you. How you know? We all know. No need to explain. We all know. You know, I know, everybody knows. No need to explain. When you get jealous, are you happy? Probably not. No need to explain. Based on experience. When you get angry, do you enjoy peace of mind? No. That's why. No good. Then Lama Tsongkhapa said, harbor gentle thought, noble thought. What happens? When you think something good, what happens? You feel good. Oh, yeah. So now you see, every Sunday I say, oh, think something positive. Lama Tsongkhapa saying the same thing. Think something positive. Gomla, same thing. Whatever you're reading, learning, then Lama Tsongkhapa says, think about that. No, no, don't just set aside. No, when you read, you learn here, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. Just also, not just say, think. Why? Think. Today, some same things. Need to think about what you learn, need to think about. And not just think, and think deep. That's meditation. So then that will train your mind, that will change your attitude, that will change your mindset, how you think about, you know, others. Oh. Same you, mindset, tool means it will tame. Small little things make big deal. Small little things make big deal because of ego, pride, selfish. Small things. How many times we get irritated so easily because we make small things, meaningless things, make it very serious. So little meaningless things, we make it very serious. That's why we get irritated. Lama Tsongkhapa said, should not make big deal out of these small nonsense things. Putting this here, putting this here. It doesn't matter where you put, you know, like, here it is. Depend on something meaningful, something that's meaningful. It's good for your internal happiness, good for your internal happiness for your friends. Rely on that, depend on that, you know, that will, you know, then. Oh, that's a good thing. So, chide, even though somebody explains the downside of making small nonsense, little nonsense things, making it serious, that will have negative impact on your life. Somebody explain, even then, you don't care much, you know, you still do the same thing. In any case, no matter how many what people say, what in the mind and say, but you still continues. Everything is based on is your mind. It's your mind. You know, your world is created by your mind. Your world is created by your mind. Whether it's like your spiritual world, mundane world, all of them created by your mind. Created by your mind. So it's like Sambhechasam is your attitude is all about your attitude, whether it's like mundane things in your life or whether it's like spiritual things in your mind, it's all your attitude or Sambhechasam. Make sense? Now same, not now appearances, not here, some other text. Now appearances, whether there's good, bad, neutral, all the appearances in your world. Well, now is the nature of mind, It's not nature of your neighbor's mind. It's nature of your mind. So nature of their mind is empty. There's no shape, no color you can pinpoint. It's like glass. It's like the nature of the glass is something that has ability to reflect things. The same thing, mind has ability, everything to reflect on the mind. So nature of their mind is empty. Oh. So anyway, it all comes down to attitude, okay? Chöda, chimi, sambhishya, whether there's a spiritual field, mundane field, it's all based on attitude. Dunzi, dulong, shuzu, yuta desa. Dunzi means gathering, you know, like gathering in the flea market, gathering in the Kadamba Center, gathering in the dinner table. there's so many gatherings. In the West, there's more gathering. You know, it's a poor country, but less gathering, so, Dinji means gathering. Dinji Dulong, Chuzo Juta Deesa. So even though you are in the gathering or in the public place, you can still turn that event into something positive. Why? It's all your attitude. So your attitude. Or somebody could say, oh, that doesn't look like, because you are in the concert doesn't look like meditation course. It's all about your attitude. Even though it doesn't look like, it's all about your attitude. You are maybe thinking something very positive, you know, so may this song create peace in the world, or you are thinking something positive, you know, this is all attitude. Chöda, chimi, chö, dharma, chimi, non-dharma. How you define is all about your attitude. Sambhe chezo, how you, It's all about your attitude. So sometimes here, you don't hear self-compassion that much in the Asia. You don't hear this term quite often, self-compassion. Now here, it did mention something here. Shatsa. Rangi rangla rang rangla rang rang. You rangi means you yourself. You yourself rangla rangi. Shatsa. Shatsa. So that's like more like Eastern Tibetan dialogue. Shatsa, they frequently also they use in the curriculum. They use the shatsa is like almost like sympathy or empathy, or could be compassion. How you say it? Somebody say, "Oh, shatsa," and somebody talking about something, or that somebody was fall down and like broke the leg. Then somebody say, "Oh, shatsa," that means like kind of sympathizing or empathize or sympathize or compassion. Or, so then here, self-compassion, that word you don't see in Tibetan. There's no such a word exists in Tibetan language, self-compassion. So I think the reason behind that is compassion, from my point of view, compassion is not different than self-compassion. Compassion is self-compassion. Because compassion is, because when you generate compassion, you get benefit. So I don't see compassion different than self-compassion. Because self is the one who's developing compassion, then self does get benefit. So I don't see differences. There might be difference, big difference in English language, but because this question has been raised, people said many times, then I've been thinking. Then finally I realized compassion is self-compassion. There's no difference. It's the same thing, no matter how you say it. So now here, rangi rangla shatsa, sympathizing with yourself, empathizing with yourself. Doesn't it make sense? Do I empathize with myself? I sympathize with myself. Do you say that in English? No? Doesn't make sense? No? Then when you are experiencing some problem, what do you say? You say, "I have compassion." Don't you say, "Oh, I sympathize with you"? No? Do you ever say, "I don't like"?
Yeah. You feel sorry for
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel sorry for myself. Kind of like two different things. I feel sorry for myself. Why you don't say, "I sympathize with myself"? Huh?
I don't agree that it does make sense. I think that's
we don't say it that way, but to me it makes sense to, you know, to sympathize with myself or to empathize with my to consider myself suffering in the same way as other people are suffering, or if I have this a problem that it's not, I look at it in the same way as I would look at someone else's suffering or problem.
Yeah,
so it makes sense. So that's not what people
need,
are saying.
Maybe need to start to say.
Yes,
need to start to say.
I think to think that way does make sense.
So it's
not that they. I think that's a different than when you ask, does it make sense? And people say, no, it doesn't make sense. That's like it's a foreign concept, or it's a misstatement, and that's not true.
Mm.
It's just not the way we usually express it.
So see, like, you know, like addiction is a very bad disease or problems. Person may be trying so hard, many times fail because of the habit. Then you could say, "I sympathize," because you are trying so hard, you're still failing, you know. You could say, it's not like, "Oh, whatever," you know, so it's not like that. So I think it makes sense, rangi rangla shatsa, the word that exists in Tibetan doesn't exist in English. Word that exists in English doesn't exist in Tibetan. That's interesting. Self-compassion doesn't exist in Tibetan. So like, you know, I really sympathize. I sympathize for myself because working so hard and still fail, then I also encourage myself, don't give up. Begging to do that. Sympathize yourself, empathize with yourself. Lama Tsongkhapa say, you know, that means don't be harsh. What you get, nothing. Rangi means yourself. Shatse trade just need to, as trade means, oh, it's okay, don't worry, you know, it's okay, like that. That's called trade. Trade means it's okay, you know, don't worry, you know, there'll be tomorrow, so don't just, you know, it's not in, you know, like that. Trade them is like that. It's okay, you know.
Comforting.
Yeah, comforting yourself. It's okay, you know, maybe comforting yourself based on the knowledge of karma, comforting yourself based on the knowledge of impermanent, comforting yourself based on Buddha natures, comforting yourself. It's okay, you know. not involved like that. That's Lama Tsongkhapa saying, Rangla, Rangi, Shachi, Trishidips. Comfort yourselves with not self-pity, with empathy, sympathy. So that clearly indicate indirectly being harsh on yourself is not useful. Make sense?
So I just need to hear this again for clarification. So what you're saying is when we have that kind of kindness and gentleness for ourselves, we change our karma?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Then it's like encouraging yourself, you know, encouraging yourself. So that's important. Rangi rangla shatsa, rangki rangla to yourself, rangla, rangki. How you say it, 2 times? You yourself, to yourself, how you say it?
To yourself.
To your rangi rangla. I'm trying to understand how to translate that. I hope the Chukila is watching. Maybe Chukila will help. Rangla, huh? Rangla means rang, the self. Rangla means to yourself. Rangki is another self. How you say in English word? How you say?
Maybe take it easy on yourself.
Huh?
Take it easy on yourself.
I think we say I'm cutting myself some slack, or I'm having a hard time, or. But we don't have a lot of ways to say that, do we?
You yourself deserve.
I'm saying to myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself.
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. I am empathizing to myself. I'm sympathizing with myself. You know.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah, be kind to yourself. Anyway, there should be true self. Yourself to yourself. Mm.
I'm sorry. There's this concept of the watcher within, the one that we, like the higher self that watches our, like, small mind or smaller self, and where we, our larger self, the one with the expansive consciousness that is beyond this skin encapsulated thing we are, that is more mindful than we are, that can see, that has the more wisdom. It's the watcher versus...
We do say in negative way, you know, I feel sorry for myself,
right.
I pity myself.
But there's also this
concept...
I
need to transform into something positive.
Yes, and there's also this concept of there is within us a wisdom that is watching us with kinder, wiser eyes than
the discursive
mind that is thrashing about in it all.
Exactly. True nature.
Yeah.
True nature. No, Buddha nature. Buddha nature. You could say, you said it very well, the higher self, that's called Buddha nature, you know. It's like diamond under the dirt.
Yeah.
What you see is dirt. What other people see is dirt. Nobody sees diamond. Doesn't mean there's no diamond. There is diamond. Somebody has to discover. Somebody has to clear the dirt. Or maybe the diamond is wrapped around in like dirty cloth. what you see is dirty clothes, that's all you see. While other people see dirty clothes, but inside there's diamond, nobody sees. In order to see the diamond, somebody has to uncover the clothes, and there's diamond. No, so that covering, diamond covering by dirty clothes doesn't change the nature of diamond. Diamond is diamond. It doesn't matter. You could hide under the dirt, it's not going to change. You can wrap around the dirty clothes, it does not, nature is not going to change. So Buddha nature, higher. This is very important, I think, especially in the West, very important. You know, like self-hatred. Word doesn't exist in Tibetan language. Self-hatred. Rangla, Rangi Shatsa. Rangi Rangla Shatsa. That's how you say in Tibetan. Shatsa, or Rangi Rangla Shatsa, Tredeji. Tredeji means like kind of like advising yourself.
Geshe-la, I think in our culture, often when we think of, you know, treating ourselves or being kind to ourselves, but that's not often associated with accessing a higher power. Whereas I believe that the more we are kind to ourselves and have compassion for ourselves, the easier it is for us to access our Buddha nature.
Yeah, so of course, if you can comfort yourself, how are you going to access Buddha nature? No?
Yeah,
how you can access the higher state, that's impossible. No? So this is a word that's very important. Rangla, Rangi, Shatsa. Rangla, Rangi, Shatsa. Oh, you feel sympathized, you feel empathy towards yourself, you know, Rangla Rangi Shatsa, Chedev Jesus. Ta continues, Kanje, Kala Nande Nagoshis, Kanje, Kala, positive actions, result will be positive. Negative actions, result will be negative. Kanje, Kala Nande Nagoshis, Penje Dela, Penje Delas. Helping yourself, helping others, result will be something positive. Harming yourself, harming others, result will be something negative. Need to develop connections with others, like friendship, almost like friendship connections with others, huh? Like connection between your parents, like that kind of connections. If you can develop that close other, you will get benefit. Even you are benefiting temporarily someone, if you are benefiting temporarily someone, actually is benefiting yourself, is helping yourself, believe it or not. Lama Shenla, Tintu, little bit. You know, so like, what the mother said, Mother Teresa said, ek, that's a Hindi language, ek means one by one. You know, I think she was in Yugoslavia, then asking the authority to give a permit that she could go in the war zone, rescue people. They said, no, it's impossible. There are so many of them. What she said? One by one. She's not thinking to rescue all of them. Her goal is to even just rescue one person. That is more than enough. She said, that's exactly what happened in her charity work back in India, Calcutta. Her missions there. There are probably in there many, many hundreds of people. She did not rescue hundreds of them one time. She rescued them one by one. That's her mentality. Oh, Tintu means little bit here, there, little bit here, there. Oh, Shela Tintu Pena, Shela Tintu Pena, even you are benefiting little bit here, there, Tintu Pena, Rala Pena, it will benefit you. Oh, Namazan. Continues, okay? Shende Tsangchik Sebe, Nursing, Shende Tsangchik Sebe, Tsangchik Sebe, Nursing, this. Burning other person's happiness, like burning wood. When it's fire, you burn the wood. burning other people's happiness. Shente Sanse is witnessing this evil mind that burns other people's happiness. Shente Sanse is witnessing the digdip jiji, digdip jinjin jinjin sobe shongba, digdip jinjin sobe shongba is. That mind is, that evil mind is like almost like container that accumulates so many negative things. Something like containers, they accumulate so many negative things. That evil mind is like that, collects so many junk. You know, like almost like that. Shende Sangzi Sebe, nursing the deep jinji. So the shomba, deep is, you know, that is like, that evil mind is like the container that collects all these negative actions. Kind of collects, you know. So then who's going to explain the result? You. No, nobody going to. It's not going to, your house is not going to share the result. Your bed is not going to share the result. So you are the one who will explain the result. Huh? So then talking about the result, there are two, every action has two results. One, experiencing, that you experience results similar to the cause. Say, lying or like cheating, then you will be cheated. You will be cheated. That experience is result relatively lighter. Then there's another one, then you repeat. You cheat all the time, you cheat again and again. So every action is true result for the sake of now. It's not here, but when you look at Lamrim teaching. Then there's a... Teme didi sobar hindu pongs. Then Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't create negative action for no good reason. Not good reason. No, for most of the time, there's not really good reason. You know, the most of the time, there is no good reason. So that's what it means, you know, like, because, for example, there's like 500 merchants went to the oceans to collect the precious stone. Within that merchant, there's one merchant, short, kind of dark skin, short one. And one of the merchants probably one of the merchants is like the probably one that, anyway. So they went to the oceans, they collect the precious stone, so now they're coming back to the town. So one of them thinking to kill all the people in that boat, and he can have all this precious stone. So then one person realized that, so one person took that person's life. Reason, not because that person who take that short person's life, that person has no reason to take all the jewels, all the precious stone. That's not his reason. His reason is, he's thinking that he is about to create this heinous karma, killing all these 500 people, and protect him to create that much negative karma. So then the person who took his life, sacrificed himself. So he said, okay, if I have to experience the results, so willingly do so to protect him and protect 500 people's life. So that makes sense?
Yes.
So then because of that intentions, that person did not experience the result of that actions.
So because his intention, even though he was killing, but his intention was to save, like the end result was positive, and he also sacrificed the possibility of future good karma for himself.
Sacrifice because taking life is not good things.
But still, he saved a life. He saved many lives.
Many lives, and also saved the person to also create.
And he saved the karma that person, that potential killer would have gotten.
Yeah.
But isn't that, like, I mean, that is a huge act. That's a huge act of, and but so the I would think that he would be okay.
Yeah, yeah. He never experienced.
Okay, am I?
Yeah, 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 yeah. You are right. Okay. You are right. He's okay.
All right, but because he did, he took the hit basically in a couple of different ways. You know what I mean? So he should be okay, right?
Yeah. He never experienced the results. Because
of the negative.
Because of his like
okay.
primary
okay.
intentions.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about the precious stone. He's just worried about that 500 people are going to lose their life. Plus, that person is going to create huge negative karma for not good reason. So that's why he decides to power check one person's life in order to save 500 person's life. And to save him to create negative karma. So, that is kind of exceptional, you know. So like, sometimes you do create, as far as action is concerned, you know, so then act is like taking life. Generally speaking, is not something advisable. But you know, that moment, that kind of circumstance, negative actions created by positive mindset, whether they make sense or not. Rindopong means not just today, think about till I reach enlightenment, I'm not going to do these negative things, you know, for no good reason. And here, he has good reason. Even though he created negative actions, he has good reason. You know, teme. So maybe that's why reason dead, or that's why Lama so teme means no reason. Sometime there is reason. You know, sometime there's reason. But primary intention is not anger, it's not attachment, it's simply it's positive mindset. Only there's primary intention. Any actions, there's a primary intentions, and the intentions come up actions. So that person may not have primary intention to. Maybe you know, so it's hard. We don't go there. It's quite. Maybe it's headache. It's more headache. So there's intentions, the beginning, there's intentions, primary intentions, the intentions, time up actions. That's quite subtle. Intention, time up actions is quite subtle. No. So to me, without reason, don't create negative actions. No, not just today, you know, but tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Practice Dharma, chudze, dukze nana mukujes. Chudze, practicing Dharma, dukze, I'm not sure. Dukze. I have to check this out, so I don't understand the word. I don't understand this word, duze. Mukujem means show respect means actually showing respect to everybody, not just divine beings. Showing respect to any living beings is the good thing. So you remember what Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life? Sinjendam da jawala. You will reach enlightenment. Equally based on enlightened beings and sentient beings. Then you show respect to enlightened beings, but you don't show respect to sentient beings. And Lama, then Shantideva said, I don't understand what is that. Because your enlightenment is equally dependent on sentient beings, enlightened beings. And you show respect to enlightened beings, and you show don't respect the sentient beings. And Shantideva says, what is that? He don't understand. Jala Krishna teaches Sinjalami Chi, so what kind of behavior is that? Make sense? or God bless the way of life, okay? Same thing. So now continues, okay, then the creatures, Sinjin, Dusin, Namla, Chambagums, Dusin, okay, now I understand. Dusin, okay, this, I understand this word now. Chuzin, somebody who's doing good things, practicing Dharma, you could say practicing Dharma, practicing compassion, practicing loving kindness. This is a good person, somebody is not practicing Dharma, somebody is not being kind, somebody is not being nice, and you look down on them, Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't do that. Respect equally. Kind people, unkind people, respect equally. No, evil. Duze chose duze nama, mikriches. Simje duze nama, chabakums. Whenever you see, like somebody like poisoned by anger, pride, attachment, jealousy, duze nama, chabakums, need to meditate on loving kindness. Need to meditate on loving kindness. Loving kindness. That should be the response. Response should not be anger, then body will get burned. There's only one fire, then you add more fire, then the result will be everybody will get burned. So when there's fire, need to put water, not put kerosene. If you put more kerosene, then the fire will get bigger. That's exactly what it means. That's the response should be loving kindness. Tongze dewa chuchi chabasam. Tongze every breathing living being you see, then you just wish them happiness. That's the kind of attitude that brings happiness. That's what kind of attitude people should have. You see, doesn't matter Tibetan, American, Asian, Buddhist, not Buddhist, believer, not believer, atheist, doesn't matter. We just wish them happiness. No? Simji or Tongze Dewa Chuji Chabasims. Toga Jebi Chula Tojuchis, Toga Jebi Chula Tojuchis. Toga Jebi Chula Tojuchis. Any practice that brings you joy, so then think more about that practice. Any form of practice that brings you more joy, so then think about those practices again and again. Think not just again and think deeply, so then analyze why it's bringing happiness. Now continues. Maybe one more class, then that's probably going to finish now. Yeah, almost finished. Continue. Tsombe temu, chik tu debreja, tsombe temu means, like as a, temu is like more like entertainment. Entertainment can be like concert, can be like music festival, what do you call those things? Temu not necessarily means musical event. Temu could mean horse racing. Horse racing could be like, how is it, like could be like fair, could be like outdoor market, could be like, you know, like music, could be like football, could be like temu. These all falls into another category. Temu means, I think, entertainment. Probably. Entertainment.
Fun.
Fun, okay, fun or entertainment, yeah, fun, yeah, maybe fun, yeah. Demo, yeah. Demo. Zombie demo, sir. Zombie means writing, when you write a book. So, fun of writing book. Lama Tsongkhapa is fun of writing book. Or entertainment of writing book. Demo. Tsombe temu sikdu debjejas. You see how the word has been written. That's entertainment. How the message has been worded. No, so that's entertainment. That makes people more, it's like very enjoyable reading. You enjoy reading because it's the words very nicely. In poetry way, So that is the entertainment of writing book. That's the entertainment or fun. Some of the demo now is text is finishing, that's why. Some of the demo take it to judge it. Today you like chit chit chit. So the fun or enjoyment when you read that word, then you see how it's worded. The very poetic way. Today you like chit 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 If somebody has encouragement to change their mind, their attitude, so then this is the teachings. So with that kind of mindset, then just happy. Happy. When you read, just be happy. Or you have to choose garden to the Sawadini Nyanga Kodi. This is kind of poem, but easy to understand. Some poem is very difficult to understand. This poem is very easy to understand. That's why it's called poem, because people like to read poem. So for Lama Tsongkhapa, this is poem. It's not like a poem that talks about the flower. As people call poem, that's not really poem. This is the true poem. Commentary is coming from the Buddha's teachings. Look at the word, you will see the entertainment. Look at the word, you will see the fun or entertainment of writing this book. Think about the meaning. It shows that author has been practicing a long period of time. When you think about the meaning, that meaning shows that author is not just thinking about money or fame, just thinking about true practice. This is like the kind of like sums up all these many teachings, kind of sums up in here. Me, Riji, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this for humans to look, to see. Because of course others, they can learn. Human can read and learn. Me, Riji, Leshe Tuesim, Jede, Chesherpe, Leshe Tuesim, Jede, Chesherpe also. So that's the result of, Lama Tsongkhapa's at the beginning, study, in the middle, then thought about what he studied, in the end, day and night, and try to put into practice, day and night. That kind of sums up Lama Tsongkhapa biography, or life stories. In the beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa has 108 master teachers, learned from all different traditions, learn. In the middle, and thought about what he learned, So then in the middle, and he think, then everything becomes quintessential instructions to change his mind. Everything he learned, then after when everything he learned has become the quintessential instruction for him to change or achieve higher state of enlightenment, so then the end, then he practiced day and night. So that is kind of some sort of Lama Tsongkhapa life stories. That is Lama Tsongkhapa life story. But not here, but some other church, Tambu Jajintuva Mantra Padushuluta Taman Kunja Temba Jeve Shudungus. Then he dedicated that for well-being of all mother sentient beings, then spread the Dharma every corner of the world. He dedicated. Oh, that's kind of Lama Song of a life, kind of like a life story summarized into three lines. So, only one stanza. Lama Song of a life story sums up in the one stanza. Maybe half class. Half Vedic class, not full, half. So now time's over, I'll stop here. Because you have to go to work tomorrow. So next Wednesday, half class, then more 21 Tara places. Okay. Finish from the beginning, do maybe like 4 or 5 21 Tara places, then half, then that's going to be half class. Half 21 Tara places, half class. So, okay, yeah. Yeah. Next topic. Next Wednesday, next topic. Or one Wednesday break. One Wednesday break, then after that start new topic. Next Wednesday, or maybe all the break now.
Okay, so you'll be done in November.
No break.
Two more Wednesdays?
Yeah, how many Wednesdays?
So after next Wednesday, there's two more Wednesdays.
No break, sorry.
Three Wednesdays left.
3 Wednesdays left before you go.
Oh. Yeah, so next Wednesday, half class. Mm-hmm. So after that, I'm not sure what topic. So that's this text finished now. So people did vote on the topic, right? So you have the topic?
No. With me.
Yeah, maybe Donna C will announce through the email, okay. Next. Yeah. Oh, break. if nobody remembers, then that's automatically break.
Okay.
Dedication.
Okay. Let's see. I'll turn to page 263. And we'll read the final Lamrim dedication. From my two collections, vast space that I have amassed from working with effort as a practice for great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all life, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed breath, greater paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from minds all things. So the points of the path as I have discerned and hold Buddhist teachings for a very long time, with my heart going out with great compassion. In whatever direction the most precious have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted boundless peace, and the Buddhist deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Now turn to page 244 and 245 for the long life prayers.
Kadira we kolwe shinkamde pendande wa malu shuwene Chere si wan tenzing ya tsui, shape si te bardu tengyu chi, chonu iye na lang wa jo tu, awa tare tsembara zopa, lo zang ge we de ton le pel sho, sha se gen gyo lama so wa de, tu tsu chan jin jang gen ge we, tenzing kyon pe we, kun zir do po tse, Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha, 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.